From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, of course, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. I'm going to give you some information to get you started. First of all, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it often. Shut it down tonight if you can. And then there's a toll-free number where people are there to give you information that will help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be taking your calls this hour and next as well with Doc Wallach from Critical Health News. And welcome back to Coast. Here we go, right before the holidays. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. He has researched and resulted in the publication of more than at least 70-plus peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the field of nutrition. He has conducted a number of autopsies on animals, and he is really the founder of Youngevity and the creator of criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number to call for help and assistance whenever you want, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Always keep that with you. Doc, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend.
Well, back to you. It's always good to be with you, and it's going to be a great evening.
So let me get your reaction to this romaine lettuce recall. My gosh, what's happening here?
Well, it could be anything. It could be, like they say, it could be animals and pooping and peeing in the field. It could be a bunch of workers peeing and pooping in the field. It could be handlers who harvest the stuff and box it up and ship it. Who knows? It's just contamination. And so this is where Youngevity comes in. We have a disinfectant line called PureWorks. It's a spray for disinfecting the icebox and the bathrooms and your hands. The nice thing about our PureWorks, it will kill E. coli, it'll kill HIV, it kills all viruses, bacteria, staph, and so forth, as well as the E. coli. And when it dries, it still is effective for 3 to 5 hours. Alcohol-based disinfectants like Purell only work when they're wet, and so people are waving their hands around trying to dry them off.
Right.
So it's only effective for about 30 seconds, and after that, it doesn't do any good. You got to start all over again. So PureWorks, the spray, the foam for disinfecting your icebox. Get those rubber gloves. You know, they're cheap. They're a nickel a piece. You know, buy a box of them. And don't handle that stuff with your hands. Wash your hands with our PureWorks shower gel, liquid soap. And then spray them again with the PureWorks, either the foam or the spray. And I like to, even in my feet, you know, when I take a shower and everything, wash my feet with soap. But then I use the PureWorks foam in between my toes before I put my clean socks on. And it just, you know, keeps everything clean and nice.
Doc, I had some friends come over a couple days ago, and they noticed all my supplements in the kitchen. I'm in St. Louis right now for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And they just went crazy because they're all over the place. And they said, okay. You take these every day? And I went, every one, every day. And they started looking through all of them going, what's this one for? What's this one for? And I said, everyone has a purpose. And I was holding up Tangy Tangerine, mm-hmm. and all the other supplements and my favorite, Immortalium. I got a lot of people just curious about just what these are, what they do, and how critical it is. And this is interesting. Last night I had a guest on to talk about the economy. Mish Shedlock is his name. He's an investment advisor. And he said, on the air, tell me your secret, because you shouldn't be looking the way you look. Tell me your secret. And, of course, I didn't tell him everything, but he wanted a whole list of supplements. What do people do, in your opinion, to get started in a program if they've never supplemented before?
Well, it's a matter of some education. They need to listen to George Norrie. They need to listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the CD, watch the DVD, read the book. And, of course, we have 14 best-selling books. We have, actually, we have one of these thumb drives now with 43 CDs on it and 10 DVDs. And we have a new documentary called The Audacity of Health, the Dr. Joel Wallach story. It goes into all our research for 50 years. Very proud of that. And very professionally done by producers of documentaries. And that just came out a couple of days ago.
Good.
And so it's a matter of education. They have to invest a little time. go to meetings, and educate their families. Have little family meetings once a week. You know, just don't talk about bowling and scores at football games and that kind of stuff, because you will add 25 to 50 years to your kids' health. Right now, the government said in 2005, our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. By mistake, in hospitals each year, this is from Johns Hopkins, came out in 2015, medical doctors kill 251,000 Americans each year in hospitals just from simple mistakes.
And how about people who overprescribe, too?
Oh, well, that just came out today. NIH, National Institutes of Health, said the number one cause of prescription deaths, of course, are opioids. 72,000 people died last year from overdoses of prescription opioids. And so of all the prescriptions, it's the number one killer. And so it's much better if people do these things themselves. That's why we came up with the book, Let's Play Doctor. It teaches people how to do their own physicals for $4.50. Just go to the pharmacy, buy the test strips for your blood, your urine, the equivalent to colonoscopic exams, $1.50 for each test strip. They have a thing on TV now. It's a little device the size of a cell phone. You can do your own EKG. You don't have to go in.
We've got one of our clients has the device that talks about that. Truly remarkable with what they're doing with technology. The founder of our program, Art Bell, Doc, died back in April of this year from what they said was a prescription drug overdose. And it could have been a combination of the drugs, but there were some opioids involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
It's a deadly combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. And, of course, I did the original research on the opioids in the 1960s when I was in Africa tranquilizing rhino and elephant, because only 5 milligrams, okay, it would knock down a 6,000-pound white rhino bull, and 10 milligrams would knock down a 15,000-pound, African elephant. And I learned about all the antidotes and how to wake them back up and all that kind of stuff after we branded them and so forth. I caught 200 of them using these opioids.
Jeez.
These people are overdosing on 2 milligrams. They should not be prescribed for human beings.
I've got this email in from Carl who said, George, I cannot call in. Please ask Doc Wallach for my uncle. I'm very concerned about him, so I'm going to read you something here, Doc, and this is a challenge for you. He said he is 63 years old. He is 6'1". He weighs about, get ready, 380 pounds. And he's suffering from an umbilical vein growth in his abdomen, purple discoloration in his legs, scaly skin, sores that develop, joint pain, problems with cirrhosis, diabetes. He's got every issue. He said, I am aware of the gluten and things that Doc has talked about, but what other nutritional things can he recommend? Well,
okay, well, yeah, when you have a guy who has 8 or 10 or 12 diseases, all of which are nutritional deficiency diseases, including the obesity is a nutritional deficiency disease, you know he's got a gluten problem. So everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, kids, mother-in-law, chef, everybody in the household is going to be drop-dead gluten-free, so there's no cross-contamination, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no exceptions. There are no such thing as gluten-free oats, although they'll try and sell them to you. The gluten in oats is called gliadin. It's still gluten. And then you got to go by body weight. At 380 pounds with all those diseases, he needs the biggest hammer in our toolbox. So he would need four, one for each 100 pounds. So 380 pounds, close to 400 pounds. He needs four of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. He needs a full dose at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. That'd be four doses a day. And then, because he has diabetes, he needs the Sweeties. He needs three of those three times a day. That'd be three bottles a month. Because he's got arthritis, he'll need three bottles of the glucagel capsules. If he wants capsules, so he can take 20 of those capsules a day, five, 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 and five. And then he needs the vitamin D3. He needs three of those three times a day, the three bottles a month, so he can have nine a day, so he can absorb the minerals and calcium and deposit them properly in the bones. He needs the MSM. I'd have him take 12 of those a day. Four or three times a day, it'll be two bottles a month of the MSM. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and bone itself. And then he needs 12 of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. 4-4-4. That's 3 bottles a month. So they can support healthy blood pressure, help blood flow through the brain, to the kidneys, so his kidneys work well. And because he has the liver problems, those 3 or 4 healthy brain and heart packs are going to work perfectly because it has the selenium in it and all the other things that the liver needs. But he's got to be able to absorb it. So gluten-free is drop-dead important.
How much weight would you recommend, though, that he lose?
Oh, well, he's 6'1". He's just short of 400 pounds. He needs to lose at least 180 pounds. He should lose 200 pounds.
Jeez.
So I'd have him get two bottles of Rev, or EV, they're dropper bottles. He could take a dropper full under his tongue 30 minutes for each meal. It absorbs through the oral tissues. He puts the second dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under his tongue 15 minutes for each meal. That absorbs through his oral tissues. Within a couple of days, George, he's going to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. I have people who come to me, George, who are 5'2", who weigh 325 pounds.
Oh, my God.
5'2", they weigh 588 pounds.
How can the heart function at that rate?
Well, they're in trouble. And they've got 20. There's one gal, she's a pastor in Detroit. Dr. Regina is her name. She's a pastor. And she was on 13 prescription drugs for 20 years for 7 major diseases. And just in 90 days, she was off of all 13 prescription drugs. Her 7 major diseases went away. And in 2 years' time, she's 135 pounds, gorgeous, looks 25 years younger.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But it's all a supplement program. No exercise. Absolutely no exercise.
You were going to mention one other thing that you think this individual should be doing, and I interrupted you with the weight thing.
Basically, I was going to go to the weight thing, so you just hit it perfect.
All right, perfect. And Tom's got a text or tweet for you, Doc, back in the L.A. studios. Tom, what do you have for us?
Hey, Doc, in from Joan in Simi Valley. Can you please have Doc talk about the remedies of the overgrowth of Candida?
Well, that's like a yeast infection, Doc, isn't it?
Exactly right. It's a yeast infection, but Candida is not a primary pathogen. In other words, Candida never causes any disease. It fills in a vacuum. In other words, when you have other problems and your immune system is weak, it'll show up. It's a normal normal yeast bug in your intestines. Actually, it's a plant. It's in your intestines. It's in your colon. It's in your armpits. It's in your groin. It's in your butt. It's in your eyeballs. It's in your ears. It's everywhere. But your own immune system kind of keeps it under control, and it kind of sops up some of the nasty stuff, so it has a purpose. But when your immune system is down and you have other issues, the yeast will overgrow, and that tells you that you have other problems. So, again, PureWorks will kill the yeast, will kill Candida, so you can actually take your showers with our PureWorks shower gel, liquid shower gel. You can use the spray on your feet. That's why I love to put it on my feet, in between my toes, the foam, the spray, your fingers, your hands, every time you wash your hands. And we have colloidal silver, which will kill everything, including yeast. I use it 2 or 3 times a day. I just put a dropper full on each side of my tongue and kind of gargle with it and then swallow it. Anytime you have something going on with your eyes, drippy eyes, or, you know, like pink eye or something like that, you want to soak some.
Well, that really works. It's potent. Doc, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach and take your phone calls. And again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234 or criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with Doc Wallach, and we will take your phone calls this hour and all of next hour as well with the doc. Criticalhealthnews.com is the website that you should spend some time just going through. There's some great pieces of information and videos. And they have apps for you, too, for free to download in your app store. So just go, if you're on Google or Apple, and pick up the apps. Just put in Critical Health News, and the apps will pop up and grab those. They are absolutely free. Doc Wallach back with us here from criticalhealthnews.com and your calls. Doc, I can't tell you, as I was telling Pharmacist Ben when he was on with me several weeks ago, how many people come up to me at live events thanking both of you for the service you do. One lady said you saved her life. You know, you can't get a bigger compliment than that, Doc.
Yeah, that's correct. Money can't pay for that, and that's testimonies where people say, thank you, you saved my baby, you saved my husband, you saved my mama. And that means everything. And so we really appreciate when people do give us feedback. And, of course, in many cases, they will send pictures before and after. And we show those to people during my presentations. And people are just, overwhelmed with the reality of what they're seeing and hearing.
Absolutely. Now, knowing your schedule, you're going to be gone on Thanksgiving or you're going to finally be home?
No, I'm going to be home in San Diego for Thanksgiving, but I'm flying off Friday, the day afterwards.
You don't stop. My gosh, how many miles do you log a year, do you think?
Oh, it's more than a million miles. I get all the million-mile perks with Delta Airlines. And, we buy the cheapest tickets, but we always get upgraded and get treated like kings and queens, and just wonderful.
Let's go to some of the calls, and we will go to David in Oroville, California, to get us started. Hey, David, go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure thing, Dave.
Dr. Wallach, I went to the
dentist,
and they said that the foundation for the teeth is getting loose, and they had to be a pamphlet for implants, and I don't like that idea too much.
Okay, well, how old are you?
49.
You're young, David. You're young.
Yeah.
He's young.
You're a child. How much you weigh and how tall are you?
5'8" and 174.
Okay. Now, do you have any history of ringing in the ears or a tone, like kind of thing?
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you ever have any vertigo or you feel like motion sickness, any nausea, anything like that?
Well, back about 20 years ago when we were going out to Borrego from San Diego, that was one time.
Okay, so you had a version of it.
You had an episode.
Yep. And when you move your head to the right and left, does your neck crackle and crinkle?
You kind of hear a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have osteoporosis of the skull. You're getting bone loss in the jaw and the face because you have osteoporosis in the skull. There's about 25 diseases that people can get, everything from Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, receding gums, loose teeth, ringing in the ears, which is tinnitus, this vertigo, which can be called Meniere's disease. You can get belly problems, gastric paresis, where your stomach just empties right away without even digesting food. That's the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve coming out of the skull. And you ever get hiccups? Hello?
David, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you get hiccups?
No.
Okay. Yeah, at any rate, well, you've got several of the diseases that occur when the cranial nerves get squeezed by the osteoporosis filling the tunnels that these nerves go through. So you're a perfect candidate at 174 pounds. Get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten, so wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You want to go ahead and be sure you're going to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time. You're going to get the Glucogel, 15 capsules a day, 5, 5, and 5. That's two bottles a month. That's to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And here it comes, bone matrix, bone itself, okay, in your face and your skull. And those tunnels will open back up, take the pressure off the nerves. Your teeth will tighten back up. And if you have receding gums and bleeding gums, that'll stop. And then you need the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then you need the MSM, three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month. And again, they're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes the bone itself. And doctors don't even know about osteoporosis of the skull. They think you only get osteoporosis of your legs and your arms.
You're right, Doc. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You get osteoporosis, it's everywhere. And the skull, you can have 25 different diseases. And when you're losing your hearing, slow hearing loss, or do you have any hearing loss?
Well, not at all.
Okay. You have a voice change?
Only from this smoke right now.
Okay. Stop
okay.
That.
And that's a sad story there, yeah. But at any rate, you have osteoporosis of the skull. And so all of these things we've suggested will support healthy maintenance repair of your skull, and all of these symptoms you have will go away, including it will tighten up your teeth. I'd give it 6 months before you start thinking about implants and these total.
Because once you go and get those teeth out, that's it. They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah, and it doesn't help the osteoporosis either. It keeps getting worse.
Here's that number to call to, David, for some assistance. 1-855-949-7234. Very schooled people there. 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. Good luck with you, David, as well. We did a poll once, Doc, of just how many people had afflictions. And it's uncanny how many people at almost all ages have something wrong with them. It just doesn't stop, does it?
Well, kids are born with osteoporosis and arthritis. It's not a gender or age thing. Kids are born now with MS, multiple sclerosis, because mothers are eating a microwave popcorn in early pregnancy when the brain is forming. So the kids are born with MS, and they will die of stroke. Kids will die of stroke, a blood clot in the brain, when they're 6, 8, 10 years old. It used to be a disease of middle-aged people. And this is because the nutrients in our food are way down. And if you just eat well, like doctors tell you, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. It would be like putting dirt in your car from Texas. Don't put oil in your car. Why waste your money? Just put dirt from Texas in there. There's bound to be some oil in that dirt.
What about, I've got an email in from someone who's got scoliosis, which is a spine thing, right?
Yeah, scoliosis has to do with degenerative disc disease. And the ligaments and tendons and muscles are pulling down on the vertebral column. And because the discs are getting thinner, the column, instead of being a vertical, goes into an S shape or double S shape. And so it's a combination of treating it nutritionally as you would osteoporosis or arthritis and using an inversion board. I had one gal, Judy, I'll tell you her first name, Judy. She's from Detroit, Michigan. She's 64 years old. And she had lost 7 inches in height because of her scoliosis. Some of her discs were down to like 2 millimeters instead of a half inch. And so we got her on one of these inversion boards, got her on two healthy bone and joint packs with some extra vitamin D3 and the MSM. And in 6 months' time, she gained 5 inches of that 7 inches back, and all of the scoliosis is gone.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
She's 64 years of age, yeah.
Let's go to Perry in Lompoc, California. Hi, Perry. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. My favorite guest, Dr. Joe Wallach.
Well, you're very kind. How can we help you?
Yes, I want to tell you a brief comment here.
Sure.
We had a friend of the family here. Her name is Renee, and she has been fighting brain cancer for the last better part of 2 years. They overdosed her here at a local hospital in Lompoc, and she almost lost one of her kidneys.
Oh, God.
So here we go again. Okay. My main question... I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead, Perry.
Oh, yes. My main question is, I had the stenosis of my upper back and my neck, and I would fall from time to time. My right leg would go out. Okay, they treated me with that. I'm still in a lot of pain here. You know, it goes down my legs and everything. And I still am in a wheelchair right now, and I have such a hip pain, and it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, so we want to save a little time here. So I want to go with you first, okay, because I can ask you questions if I need to. We'll deal with the other person after we deal with you. Basically, how much do you weigh, sir?
I am about 185 pounds right now.
Okay. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. You need to be able to absorb the nutrients, so you got to be gluten-free, no wheat, butter, rye, oats. Everybody in the house, including the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, everybody's got to be drop-dead gluten-free, so there's no cross-contamination in the laundry and the food preparation services and the couches and so on. And then you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, of full dose of everything twice a day. You need the vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. You need the glucogel. If you prefer capsules, you can take 15 a day. If you prefer the liquid, you can take 3 ounces a day, ounce of breakfast, lunch, and dinner of the glucogel, again, to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone makes your bone itself. That includes the hips and the back and the shoulders and the neck and so forth. And then the MSM, I'd like you to use the MSM. Take 9 of those a day, 3, 3, and 3. That'll be 2 bottles a month, the MSM. It's a sulfur compound, that supports and promotes maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes it itself. And then lastly, I would have you take what we call Immortalium. It's going to.
That's my favorite, Doc. That's it.
Everybody loves that one because it makes all stem cells in your body. It's the raw materials for your stem cells to be happy. It takes them out of hibernation, makes your stem cells go to work and do their job, which is repair everything. And so I'd go ahead and take three of those Immortalium twice a day, be 2 bottles a month of Immortalium. And just like George says, everybody loves that one because things that just were coming along, but coming along slow, suddenly now are remarkable. Now, if you have pain, we have our new hemp FX products, our CBD oil, no THC in it. And we have, for pain, it's called Soothe. It's a pump bottle with a cream in it, S-O-O-T-H-E. And I like to get our trauma oil for deep bone and joint pain, and our trauma oil from aromatherapy oil division. Put 5 drops of the trauma oil in a half a teaspoon of that Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, which is our pain-relieving CBD oil product from our hemp FX division. Mix those two together. Apply that to your hip, your back. Have somebody help you with your back and your neck and your shoulders and your feet and legs and so forth. And you'll be a new man right away because you'll have pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. When you do that, make sure there's the trauma oil and the Soothe from our CBD oils. And it's going to be remarkable because given the right raw materials, your body will repair itself. Okay, and again, the...
It's a self-replicating machine, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, see, our cells all die within 3 or 4 months. And so you'd only live to be 3 or 4 months of age if that was the end of it. But your cells, given the right raw materials, the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, our basic core product, our healthy start pack, which is part of the healthy bone and joint packs, right, is the core of it. So you're going to take 2 of those per month. You will give your body the raw materials it needs to maintain and replicate itself. And that's, again, what the stem cell issues, okay, are all about.
Let's take a text or tweet from Tom in the time we have left. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Doc, from Trent in Carson City. My lips crack and bleed all the time. I was wondering if I'm deficient in something from my diet.
It's probable, highly probable. Here's a case where this guy should get gluten-free. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Get rid of all the bad stuff. Fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten so you can maximize absorption. And then I'd have him take 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight because it has a bottle of the EFAs and EFA pluses in there. We're going to take 3 of each of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And usually when you have cracked lips, cracked heels, cracked fingers, that kind of stuff, dry skin, it's usually one of those essential fatty acid deficiencies. And people can say, well, I take those all the time. But if you're not absorbing them, you're not what you eat. You are what you absorb. So you have to get rid of the gluten, maximize your absorption, and take the 90. And we actually have all kinds of, skin creams and moisturizers in our skincare division. And you can go ahead and apply those to your lips and keep them moist until healing occurs, usually 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, there's nothing like a lot of people suffer from cracking heels and things, Doc, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah, that's an essential fatty acid deficiency. That's a red warning light that you're headed for a blood clot somewhere, and it might be a year
really?
Down the line, 2 years down the line. Oh, yeah, because the
that's
same deficiency causes blood clots and then so forth. So you want to pay attention to those red warning lights. And that's where reading the books like Let's Play Doctor, it gives you those clues. You know, because you sit down and ask yourself these questions. What, as you say, what sort of aggravations do I have here?
Interesting take. All right, well, stay with us. We're going to come back. Our final hour to go with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we'll take your phone calls. Again, the number to call to talk to people, real humans, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, the website again, CriticalHealthNews.com. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you when we come back. Those of you calling, just keep ringing until Tommy gets to the phone.